Hi, everybody. The Arctic chill is beginning to fade, and temperatures will actually warm up a little bit this afternoon. 53 starts to sound pretty good with a good bit of sunshine around. Not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 34. Tomorrow's high in the middle 50s. Risk of showers, especially, I think, after lunchtime. With showers becoming likely Thursday night and into Friday morning, maybe even the rumble of thunder. But that storm system moves out of the way. The weekend looks dry. Sunshine returns Saturday. We'll be in the 50s over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASE and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The Goodson Group, 551-0225.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again to tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun. And I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now. And be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to Infiniti and Beyond.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I needed something to help me calm down a little bit. This impeachment, falling asleep to lawyers arguing over politics is not a good way to go to bed. There's a reason we read nursery rhymes and stories. And we don't just play the deliberations of the Senate to our children. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. This hour of News and Views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. We'll be talking more about Alabama Home Mortgage in just a second, but Martin has been waiting on the phone. Martin, welcome to the program.
Hey, how we doing this morning?
I'm doing all right.
All right, well, you were talking about that tweet that Ted Cruz put out, and I think I know exactly what he was talking about.
Yeah?
Nadler was trying to get the golden ticket clerks to get Tom to testify. They wanted to subpoena him and send the marshal after him or the clerk. And he kept banging the podium and was literally calling the U.S. Senate a bunch of cover-ups and that they were all taking part in a cover-up. And basically, they're trying to smear the whole Republican Party right now. And I think the people need to realize what's actually going on. The House had a job to do. And their job was to subpoena people and to get testimony and to have actual people testify. And in order to speed up their process, they didn't do that, and now they're trying to put it on the Senate there.
Yes.
And the Senate is looking at them going, nope, didn't do your job. You didn't do your job. And they're not taking a party to it. And they're trying to twist it to look like it's cover-up, but that's not what happened at all.
Well, they completely perverted due process and flipped due process on its head, where they think it means we have to have every possible advantage to get rid of the president. No, due process is to the accused. It's to the accused advantage. You presume innocence.
Absolutely.
Crazy.
Well, I don't think anything yesterday actually had to do with Donald Trump. I think everything they did yesterday was a marring of the political lines, trying to basically win the votes in 2020. They were putting on this big show of, well, the Senate's not doing what we asked them to, but they did not do their job going to the Senate to begin with, and I believe that with the Senate, it didn't have anything to do with Donald Trump either. I think it had to do with, spanking them for not doing their job.
Exactly.
And, I think that's what is political battle between two parties. And I think that's what we were watching.
And they're not only perverting due process, but impeachment itself. It's supposed to be a last resort to actually bring the country together in a troubled time. All they're doing is just dividing it more on partisan lines. And
it's not serving us well. They're driving a splitting wedge right in the center of this country, and it's just killing me to watch it happen.
So, but I appreciate you clarifying that it was Jerry Nadler was the one who was table banging.
He was banging.
Thanks, Martin.
All right, buddy. Y'all have a good day. Thank you.
You too. 272-9228, 272-9228. But hold on, folks. I mean, you can call if you like, but I have to talk. My good friend, we say it all the time, she's here, Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Joey.
How you doing?
Doing good.
All right, yeah.
For all those listeners that don't see Joey as often as I do, I got to tell you, he is sporting a great haircut.
Yeah, I cut off, like, what would you say? It was like 6-7 inches. I cut off all my long hair. I mean, I went short.
Well, it looks like it was a foot, but yeah. But it looks great.
Yeah, the barbershop was a mess after they took it all off.
I can't imagine. Total 160, but, I mean, it lights up your face. Perfect. That's the perfect cut for you.
Thank you, Kim. I appreciate that. So,
looking good. Sporting at a more conservative, I would say, profile.
Yeah, that's... part of what I'm going for. I was also just, as I was telling you, tired of it. I didn't want to take the time to really take care of it how I should have, so I just felt nasty all the time. I always had it up in that ugly man bun and, whatever. That's besides the point. My hair is a whole other topic.
It's nice to see you grow up. You're growing up, Joey.
Thank you, Kim. And
nice.
And how's business? How are things looking at Alabama Home Mortgage?
Joey, things are great. Let me share something with you.
Okay.
So rates today versus 1 year ago, okay, they are down 1% from 1 year ago. So that means the average rate on a 30-year mortgage is 3.75%. Again, you know, it's important that you have good credit when you talk about the 3.75%, and that's in the mid, say, 700s. But this is a great time if you've got debt that maybe credit cards, student loans, where you're paying, you know, credit cards, what, 19, 20%, 21% sometimes, and you've got the ability to refinance that down to 3.75%. I mean, that would certainly save money, right?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, something else you could that I was thinking about coming in is about a year ago when I remember when the rates ticked up. And I got so many calls from homeowners who had adjustable rates and their adjustable rate ticked up. And, I mean, they were freaking out. So if you've currently got an adjustable rate, you know what I'm talking about. If you've pulled that statement where the rate went up and your payment went up alongside it.
Yeah.
So if you felt that feeling, this might be a great time to, you know, to fix it, to lock it down on a fixed rate for the next 30 years.
Yeah, you don't have to take it lying down. Like if that payment all of a sudden jumps up, it's like, whoa, do something about it.
Absolutely. But in a rising rate environment, sometimes that's, you know, but the rates are, you know, that's what we're seeing a lot of right now. Those people that had that queasy feeling, you know, and now they're fixing it. But also, just to you know, explain the difference between, well, what does 1% mean if you're buying or if you're refinancing? Let's just take a $300,000 loan, okay, for 30 years. Well, what would that mean? It would mean $178 difference on the payment, okay? That 1% difference, $178.
Wow.
And in interest, okay, that 1% equates to $64,080. So, I mean, if you take I took 300 as a baseline, but if you just split that in half and say, well, $150,000 mortgage, then you're still looking at, you know, what, mathematician, what, $80, $90 difference in payment, and you're still saving over $30,000.
Right.
So regardless of the size of your mortgage, the fact that you can reduce your largest debt or reduce the rate on your largest debt out there is huge. It's a huge win.
And as you just mentioned, it allows you to be more flexible with maybe other financial obligations. And if you can relieve financial stress, folks, it just relieves stress. And stress is stress.
Stress is stress. But like I always say, my mom always said, but money stress was the worst stress.
Oh, yeah.
That's what she always explained. You know, everybody's got stress. Well, she said money stress is the worst you can have.
Well, and knowledge is power, folks, and that's where Kim does such a great job, that maybe you're in a difficult situation and you don't know where to begin. It's why you pick up the phone and call Kim. And you're straight with folks sometimes, you know, people are in a situation and it's like, okay, you got to do a few more steps before I can help you directly with Alabama Home Mortgage. And then sometimes, like, you're ready now. It just depends on the person.
Or sometimes, you know, maybe refinancing it in the route, you know, to take to manage, you know, or achieve your objective.
Right.
You know, every loan is different. Every person is different. Their needs and their goals are all different. So all it takes is just picking up the phone, give us a call, let us run the numbers for you, and see if it makes sense for you. 9 times out of 10, it will. You know, refinance applications are at 64%. So 64% of all applications right now are refinance.
Okay, wow. Wow.
So, hey, but also on the flip side, if you're buying a house, okay, you can buy more. I mean, think about it. You can buy more because your payment's $178 less.
Right. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Lower rate.
Lower payment. Yeah. So your purchasing power is bigger.
Okay. Very good.
Again, there's a lot of benefits. And that was just to name a few. But if you're currently making a mortgage payment, you know, do yourself a favor and pick up the phone. Give us a call. Let us run the numbers and see what you could achieve by refinancing, how much you could save, or maybe knock out a big debt, or maybe go ahead and, you know, step up and finish the home improvements that you've been wanting to do. There's so many options available. But the first step is picking up the phone and giving us a call at 567 5674223. Again, that's 5674223.
MyAlabamaHomeMortgage.com.
Absolutely. Jump online and visit our website. And from there, you can also apply from the comfort of your office if you're on break. And if you're on break only, right?
Right.
Only home, on break. You know, maybe you're sitting in traffic for too long. But again, the point is you can do it from any device, and you can stop and then pick up where you left off when you go back.
And folks, there really is a difference in mortgage lenders, especially I've been talking to, you know, good friend, we both know him, Eddie Bader. He said that if you compare it to some of these like online options and some of the big box stores, there is a difference. I mean, you give that true personal touch and relationship.
Well, I mean, that's right, but our rates are better than anybody online.
I mean, it's true.
I mean, you know, I mean, it's not all about rate. I mean, it's not all about rate, but
rate's important.
It is important. It really is important. Or, you know, it doesn't matter what the rate is if you can't get approved.
Right. There you
right?
go. There you go. And you want to know why.
All right. Well, we're going to get you approved.
Exactly.
Okay. But again, Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Pick up the phone and you'll see 567-4223, NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender. Thank you, Joey.
Thank you, Kim. Great seeing you, and thank you for complimenting my hair.
My pleasure.
More news and views when we come back, folks. They say looking in a young girl.
And talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate, Certus from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Do you feel free? Supposed to be the land of the free and home of the brave, but looking at the Senate, I don't know. Again, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of the program brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive at 38 East Jefferson Street here in downtown Montgomery. They do it all over there at Jenkins Tire and Automotive, a truly comprehensive tire store and automotive service center. They can do it all, folks. They really can do it all. I love the monthly checklist program. You take your vehicle into Jenkins once a month. Don't make sure your vehicle is operating correctly and running smoothly. You can also raise the hood yourself with a little more confidence because the people at Jenkins Tire and Automotive will teach you, using the expertise of the ASE-certified technicians, teach you a little owner maintenance. That way, again, you won't be intimidated if you look under the hood yourself. They do air conditioning repair, which is a little more complicated, to something simpler like air filter replacement. I mean, they'll do transmission repairs, which, again, could be a little more complicated to something as simple as replacing those windshield wiper blades. I just went in recently, got an oil change before a little bit of a trip to go see my brother in Dothan, and it was quick and easy. I called 265-0792, 265-0792 in the morning. They said, yeah, come on in this afternoon. When I showed up, quick, easy, painless. Great price, too, because, you know, I'm doing the full synthetic change and all the stuff with my little BMW Roadster. You know, sometimes the things that you want in life and cost you a little more, but it was a great price over there at Jenkins Tire and Automotive. If you work downtown, it's incredibly convenient working downtown Montgomery because they are on 38 East Jefferson Street, about 2-3 blocks from the alley station and the little water tower down there. But even if you don't work downtown, they have a courtesy vehicle to get you to and from work while your vehicle's being serviced. And if you have an outdoor vehicle, whether it's a four-wheeler, a side-by-side, big old tractor, it's a pain in the butt to lug those things into town. The folks at Jenkins know that. So they will have a service truck to come and visit you on location to service that outdoor vehicle. You just got to make an appointment today to get it done. JenkinsTireAndAuto.com is a good place to start. You can see a lot of their services and make an appointment there at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Or again, call 265-0792, 265-0792, and be sure to tell them that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. Thank you again to Jenkins Tire and Automotive for sponsoring News and Views. Let's go to the phones, 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, it's Tom B. How are you, sir?
I'm all right, Tom. How are you doing?
Well, I really enjoyed that song you just played.
Ah, a little Cream?
I don't know if it came off of the Fresh Cream album or the Goodbye Cream. I think it was Fresh Cream that out. That was I Feel Free, yeah. Good song. Second thing I wanted to ask you about is the news.
Yes.
You know, I'm 64, so you're about half my age.
That's about right.
You know, I grew up watching the news. I grew up every single night, 5:30, we got to see ABC, CBS, and all this good stuff. And we got to hear about all the things going on in the whole world. But ever since probably 2004, I'm guessing, it's been nothing but the election. I mean, every single day, night, 24 hours a day, you don't hear about tornadoes. Well, you do, only for a day or two. You hear about, it's just like the presidential election never stops. From
right.
The time the guy is elected till that's when the new election starts. We don't get a break from this crap anymore. I mean, really, it's like election 24 hours a day, 365 days a year till we die.
And they talk about this stuff in the most outrageous and frustrating terms, and that's, you know, to perk people's ears and to kind of get them to pay attention. It's outrage porn, excuse me, pardon me.
It is. I'll be honest with you. It's pornography in a way to me.
Yeah.
I mean, might as well be the same damn thing. You know, it ain't the truth. You know, it's all. I guess, you know, I'm trying to think about how I could make a good analogy. You know, here you are in an airport. You got a coach seat, and all of a sudden you get bumped up to first class. You know, man, I never rode first class before. You get up there, man, you got the free drinks. You're talking with everybody and all, and you start liking it. Well, the next thing you know, next time you got to book a flight, hey, I'll spend the extra money and get the first class ticket. Well, all these politicians are doing the same thing. They mean well when they get up there. I think they really do. But when they get there and they find out all the bennies and all the crap they can get, okay, they just start piling it on. You know, they get the lobbyists in there. They get contracts. They get money for their states. They got, you know, God knows they all come out millionaires. They do. They all come out millionaires. And so they got to figure something out. And they're so mad that President Trump doesn't need any of that. He doesn't need it. He already had it. Now he's giving it back. And they are just completely out of their minds over it.
Right, and it plays so much into what Trump ran on, is that I'm running against the swamp, the stupid people that have been running this country, the establishment, career politicians, and them fighting back against him, especially with this impeachment process, kind of just proves his point. How terrible.
I don't know how he's the only one that we have that could solve this that I can think of. I mean, short of, I don't know. I don't hope they don't screw him on this deal and that he gets reelected, because 4 more years, some of those folks are going to be gone.
Right. Yeah, I think Trump, if he gets reelected, he'll drive harder bargains than if deals have been made in his first term. But I don't think Trump is a traditional conservative, kind of a small government conservative like we've had for so long. In the party, I think he is much more willing to make deals on immigration, to trade, to certain things in foreign policy, all sorts of issues, infrastructure. Trump is ready to deal. And I think the Democrats should take the offer, because I don't think they're going to get a better one.
I don't either. And I really don't believe, no matter who they put up, whether it be Bloomberg or anybody else, that would work with the Democrats the way that I believe President Trump would. If he gets through this and gets reelected, I believe that him and the Democrats will hopefully come together in this next 4 years, like Clinton did. When Clinton got impeached after that 4 years, and I didn't like the man, still don't, but at least he got some stuff done that was good in the last four. So,
right.
You know, let's hope that happens. I guess I'll leave you alone.
Appreciate it, Tom. We can hope for the best. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
272-9228, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. So earlier you heard Martin bring up how Jerry Nadler went a little too far. Cipollone, the White House counsel, responded to Jerry Nadler's over the top, which led the Chief Justice of the United States, John Roberts, who's presiding over this Senate impeachment trial, to actually reprimand both sides. So let's start off. This is actually put together where it starts with Jerry Nadler, then goes to Cipollone, then it goes to the Chief Justice. Let's listen to what needed to be reprimanded in the Chief Justice's opinion.
I am struck by what we have heard from the President's counsel so far tonight.
Yeah.
They complain about process, but they do not seriously contest any of the allegations against the President.
No, yeah, they do.
They insist that the President has done nothing wrong, but they refuse to allow the evidence and hear from the witnesses. They will not permit the American people to hear from the witnesses. And they lie. And lie and lie and lie.
Oh, wow, Jerry.
The President sometimes relies on a theory of absolute immunity that says that he can order anybody in the executive branch not to testify to the House or the Senate or to a court. Now, obviously, this is ridiculous. It's been flatly rejected by every federal court to consider the idea. It's embarrassing the President's counsels would talk about this today.
Here's Cipollone.
We've been respectful of the Senate. We've made our arguments to you.
And you don't deserve, and we don't deserve what just happened. Mr. Nadler came up here and made false allegations against our team. He made false allegations against all of you. He accused you of a cover-up. He's been making false allegations against the president. The only one who should be embarrassed, Mr. Nadler, is you for the way you've addressed this body. Mr. Nadler, you owe an apology to the President of the United States and his family. You owe an apology to the Senate. But most of all, you owe an apology to the American people.
It is beyond
what
belief.
Go ahead, Jerry.
That the president claims monarchical powers.
Okay.
I can do whatever I want under Article 2, says he.
Yeah.
And then acts on that. Defies everything. Defies the law to withhold aid from Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Defies the law in a dozen different directions all the time. And lies about it all the time. And says to Mr. Cipollone here to lie about it.
I think it is appropriate at this point.
And this is the voice now of the Chief Justice of the United States, sitting at the head of the well of the Senate, presiding over it. And this is what he thinks is appropriate to bring up at this time. Listen in.
For me to admonish both the House managers and the President's counsel in equal terms to remember that they are addressing the world's greatest deliberative body. One reason it has earned that title is because its members avoid speaking in a manner and using language that is not conducive to civil discourse. In the 1905 Swain trial, a senator objected when one of the managers used the word pettifogging. And the presiding officer said the word ought not to have been used. I don't think we need to aspire to that highest standard, but I do think those addressing the Senate should remember where they are.
Pettifogging. Thank you for the reminder. And I need a reminder. What exactly does pettifogging mean? So I'm typing it into this little thing called Google. I don't really trust Google, but I do trust them to give me a good definition on an archaic term, pettifogging. Pettifogging. It's it's an adjective. It kind of sounds like a verb, but pettifogging is an adjective that means placing under emphasis on petty details. Well, hell, there's a lot of pettifogging going on every day up in D.C. I mean, that's just redundant to bring that up. It's not even an insult. It's just an accurate display of, and used in a sentence, pettifogging attorneys were the bane of civil society. 272-9228. And coming up, I believe I have here President Trump, who is not in the most deliberative body in the world, the Senate of the United States. He is, in fact, in Davos, Switzerland, or last I checked. He might be already traveling back now. But Trump, I believe, just sank his teeth into Jerry Nadler. Because Trump and Nadler go way back, folks. They go way, way back. Let's listen to this.
What's going on in the Senate? Would you like to see this over quickly? Would you like to see a thorough examination of the facts? What did you make of the dust-up between the White House counsel, Pat Cipollone, and Gerald Nadler last night? And are you absolutely against John Bolton testifying?
You're asking a lot of questions. First of all, Gerald Nadler, I've known him a long time. He's a sleazebag. Everybody knows that. Pat Cipollone is a high-quality human being. I was very impressed with Pat. He had great emotion yesterday. Pat's a brilliant guy, but I've never seen that emotion. And that's real emotion. That's because he knows this is a hoax. And I was very proud of the job he did. I've known Jerry Nadler for a long time. He opposed many of my jobs. I got them all built, very successfully built in New York. So we have yet another fight. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it surprising? Isn't it amazing? But if you look at, you know, other aspects or other parts of your...
All right, I'm going to stop there because we don't have to answer all the questions a reporter asks. But
Yeah, Trump's not in the Senate, so Jerry Nadler is he's a sleazebag. Trump sounds tired there. It might just be the microphone, but wouldn't put it past the president to be tired at this point. I don't think Donald Trump's hair is going to go gray anytime soon because, you know, he uses something to keep that from happening. But I don't know anybody who actually would want this job. And by job, I mean the presidency of the United States. I mean, just look at the before and after photos of a lot of these guys, as far as history is concerned, guys thus far that have gone in and then come out 8 years later. The job ages you, has to be the most stressful job ever. And I do wonder, you know, leaving aside policy and partisan politics, just on a human level, what is it like to actually be the president? I'd imagine at certain points, it's very lonely, whether you're W or Barack Obama or Donald Trump or Bill Clinton, any of these guys. I think there are certain decisions and certain aspects of the job that nobody else can understand, maybe other than other presidents. So it has to be incredibly lonely at times. Now they get all sorts of praise and pomp and circumstance to help them through that weariness and that loneliness, but it's an incredibly, almost too powerful job. And it's amazing to see how well the number of the job does on these guys. And you can tell Trump in the last week or two, he has been worn a little thin. Big bags under his eyes. Can't blame you, Mr. President. That's just part of it. 272-9228. 272-9228. More news and views after this quick break. And again, folks, this hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Thank you again to Kim Williams for stopping by the studio. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an Eagle Housing lender. More news and views, 272-9228, when we come back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. No long-term commitment in helping you fulfill that New Year's resolution. Start your New Year's off right at Metro Fitness. Offer good through January the 31st. Don't wait. MetroFitness.com.
McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's a lot of buying on Wall Street after investor worries about the coronavirus seem to have calmed for now. Tech stocks leading gains early on. IBM a standout following good fourth quarter earnings. Its first year-over-year sales increase in more than a year. That's thanks in part to the company's cognitive solutions and cloud segments. Banks also up. Capital One climbing more than 4%. Energy companies slipped as oil prices fell. The French finance minister speaking after his meeting with Steve Mnuchin, his U.S. counterpart in Davos, Switzerland. Bruno Le Maire telling reporters his country will delay its digital tax and that the U.S. will hold off retaliatory sanctions. Amazon Music says its streaming service has reached more than 55 million customers around the world and that subscriptions to Amazon Music rose more than 50% last year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The Arctic chill is beginning to fade, and temperatures will actually warm up a little bit this afternoon. 53 starts to sound pretty good with a good bit of sunshine around. Not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 34. Tomorrow's high in the middle 50s. Risk of showers, especially, I think, after lunchtime. With showers becoming likely Thursday night and into Friday morning, maybe even the rumble of thunder. But that storm system moves out of the way. The weekend looks dry. Sunshine returns Saturday. We'll be in the 50s over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Feel like I'm being impeached because it's a hoax.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Oh, there's my TV crush, Kat Timpf, on the television. But that's not important right now. And by the way, they're still... Gotta watch myself. They're still talking about the Royals. Read a history book. Yorktown means I don't have to care about the Royals. Even if a prince married a very good-looking American... 272-9228, 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jason. Jason, welcome to the program. Jason. Jason.
This is Cecil.
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 Hey, Cecil, how are you?
Hey, buddy. It's funny, a while ago, I heard Tom say the same thing you and I were talking about yesterday afternoon, how the majority of these politicians go to Washington to save the world with all the best intentions in the world, and then they get up there and get corrupted, and that totally changes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it just, power corrupts, and, I mean, some of them, I think, do go up there to save and change the world, and they get corrupted, but somebody added a nice addendum, you know, power corrupts absolutely, but power also attracts the already corrupted. So people... You know, sometimes they claim they want to save the world, but they were never intending to in the first place.
The other thing I had to say was just an observation. I think it was yesterday that you were playing those cuts with Chuck Schumer.
Yeah.
And at one point, he made the statement, I believe, that the Republicans were trying to change the rules, which would not give him time to get together the evidence that he needed. Am I correct?
Right. You're correct.
Shouldn't he have already had his evidence together prior to then starting impeachment against Trump?
You would think, but that's the game the Democrats are playing. They rush it through the House, then they sit on it for over a month through the Christmas holidays and New Year, and then they blame the Republicans for not doing the job that Democrats should have done in the House. It's bizarre and dishonest. Yeah.
All right, buddy. I just wanted to throw that at you.
Well, and I appreciate Cecil and I, for folks who don't know, saw each other over at Express Fitness. And you reminded me of something that's always a good reminder for somebody like me who's a bit of a studio rat. You know, you said to me that, what, you like bass fishing, you like going about doing your job, doing the things you like, and you'll tune in to, say, 93.1 to see what's going on, but you kind of leave it up to me and others in this business
to go about it.
And it's always a good reminder. Sometimes I forget that not everybody is as insane as I am about this stuff.
You study it. I don't. So I look to you and others, to mainly you, and to find out what's going on in the political world, and I go on about my day.
Well, you're doing the right thing. I don't know how I got into this crazy world, but that's just how I am. I appreciate it, Cecil, and I appreciate the call.
Have a good day, bud.
You too. 272-9228, 272-9228. And I want to go back because the president has been just throwing bombs over at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. I don't know why I said Davos that way, but it's just fun to say. But let's go back to the president here. Apparently he's going to talk about how he would love to go to the Senate himself, though he doesn't think his defense team would appreciate that very much. But let's listen to the president.
I would say probably long before, it could be long before I came down the escalator, that some people have said that, which is hard to believe. Wait, John. It's hard to believe. We've been fighting this. I would rather have, personally, I'd rather go the long route. It's horrible for our country. Our country has to get back to business. We have people that are corrupt, like Adam Schiff, who misquotes, I don't mean misquotes, makes up a statement. He had no idea that I was going to release the transcript. He never thought I'd do that. And for that, I thank the president of Ukraine, because we got their approval. He had no idea I was going to do that. But these are corrupt people, some of them. And some of them are just playing the political game. But if you look at the poll numbers, my poll numbers are the highest they've ever been. If you look at the funding numbers, if you look at what the money raised by the Republican Party has just set a record. Nobody's ever done this before. It's because of the impeachment hoax.
I've got three quick ones too, Mr. President, if you don't mind.
We don't have time for three quick questions. Sorry, ma'am. Let's go to the phones instead. Papa B, welcome to the program.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, how you doing?
Bored looking at this stuff, man. I tell you, I don't think that I'm far off from just about everybody else watching it. It's just plain.
Well, like I said earlier, I fell asleep. I tried to stay up and watch the proceedings, and I woke up on the couch at like 2 in the morning going, oh, what is this?
I'm telling you, man. There's more than one way that Democrats are failing and flailing wildly, trying to get something to stick here, trying to make some sort of hay out of this. I don't think they're getting very far with it, honestly. And as much noise as they're making, I don't think that it's really carrying forward out of Washington, D.C. Probably not even in all corners of Washington, D.C., to be honest with you. What do you think the take is so far from, how do you think that it's impressing the American voter?
Well, I think obviously, like most stuff, some of the division and thought is going to be baked into the cake. People that are definitely partisans are going to, for or against the president, Republican or Democrat, are going to kind of go with the team. As for the middle of America, literally and figuratively, I think a lot of people are not paying attention, number one, because it's just boring, like you started this call with.
Yeah.
But I think also when I read between the lines here, I think what the Democrats did, this whole 11 amendments that went past 1 o'clock their time, is because they realize that once they get to opening arguments, especially the constitutional aspects and how limited their case is, built on hearsay and speculation, interpretations of the president's subjective state of mind, they're not going to have any real support in the Senate to call more witnesses. So they realized, oh, we got to do this now before we get to the opening arguments in the question period, or else we're not going to get anything at all. And they're also trying to taint this as though it's to cover up in an unfair trial. I just think it smacks, well, as Ted Cruz said, it's a bunch of table banging going on.
That's a pretty good way to put it. Go ahead.
No, and I think Jerry Nadler's so desperate at this point, I half expect him to say, what we need, Mr. Chief Justice, what we need, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, is to slaughter a goat right here and look into the entrails to see the future of our country. It's like he's going to be turned soothsayer. Like, it's just ridiculous.
It is, and I think it's looking more and more like a clown car show, as I predicted that it would, you know, with the Democrats in charge of the House. And, you know, I think you got it just really just right. The whole purpose of this, the lengthy, exhaustive bringing up of amendments to try to get compel witnesses, it was a show.
No.
It's a total show to try to, you know, create some sort of a narrative.
Well, and it was, you know, it was classic Schiff, too, in this regard, Papa B. That Schiff, especially throughout the whole Russia narrative, Schiff would overpromise. Like, we have more than circumstantial evidence that the president colluded with the Russians. So, evidence of collusion's out there in plain sight. He'd make all these statements, and it wasn't there after the fact. And he did it again yesterday. For instance, I listened seriously to Schiff say over and over again that they're trying to cover up key witnesses and key documents that will reveal more of the truth. And then you hear their explanation on who they want to call and what documents they want subpoenaed. And what they're doing isn't saying, oh, we know where the smoking gun is. Just give us the key to unlock and reveal it to everybody. No, what they're trying to do is just go into the bowels of the bureaucracy and the executive branch and just pull out every little bit from the grapevine. Wait, so you were working at OMB and you heard about the pause. What did people tell you? Oh, and you were working at DOD, and what did so-and-so say to you? They haven't found anything and don't have a clear path. They just want to hold things up, and this is the game Schiff has always played. Oh, just wait till this next document comes out. Just wait till this next witness. And Jerry Nadler, just wait till we get Corey Lewandowski or Michael Cohen. They've played this game for too long, and I'm not buying it anymore.
Isn't Trump just an expert, though, at branding people?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, every time that Schiff gets up now, the only thing I can see is pencil neck.
Pencil neck. Nine inches, folks. 9 inches. 9 inches is his collar size, and it's still baggy.
Oh, Lordy. It's just so fun. And, you know, well-deserved, too, by the way.
Yeah.
To mock, you know, somebody like Adam Schiff or, you know, Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, or Nancy Oliver. You know, they deserve to be mocked. Trump is an expert at branding people, because I'll just about guarantee anybody that heard him call Adam Schiff pencil neck, that's all they saw. Just, you know, some little marionette up there and had this little tiny neck. So anyway, hey, Joey, let me ask you something. Yeah. Off topic.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious about something. Did you ever read that book that I gave you, The Universe Next Door?
Not the whole thing. A good bit of it, though.
You did read
it. I didn't finish it, all, in full disclosure, but I read a good bit of it.
Well, so, after reading it, what do you characterize yourself as now? I mean, do you still characterize yourself as the atheist?
Actually, no. Number one, some of it, just to be perfectly blunt, is when you say that word, people, it doesn't really mean much of anything, and people will kind of think all sorts of stuff about you, and it doesn't accurately portray where I am.
I have to
credit Jordan Peterson a great deal of moving me towards to actually picking up my Bible and reading it again and really looking at the wisdom, starting at the very beginning in Genesis, and really looking at the wisdom of each and every story. And he's really pulled me back into the world of, okay, think about this, that hell on earth is real. You can imagine literally a mental state of mind that you, whether it's drug addiction or a terrible family situation, you can imagine things worse than death, hell here on earth. And so if you can think of the negative in that way, isn't there a positive to that negative? And who are we to say what is possible moving towards the heavens? And that kind of opened my eyes to see.
That's a good argument.
Yeah, and I would, if we got into a real deep discussion, and this also not coming from just Jordan Peterson, from writers like Dostoevsky, the argument is, who am I to say I believe in God? Because when you say that, you're putting yourself up to a standard. It's not just saying the words, it's do you embody it and live that truth in your life? And Peterson's point is, who actually lives up to that standard, though we should try? And that's kind of where I'm at. I'm studying more. I'm trying to really appreciate the wisdom of the traditions that I was raised in and others, and really understand where they're coming from. And not, there's a great scene, not to get too nerdy, but in The Brothers Karamazov, where the Inquisitor is essentially putting the screws to the Jesus figure, and he, after he leaves the door open, And that's kind of where I'm at. I leave the door open, though I do have to say, with all due respect to the Mormon missionaries that live across the hall from me, I don't know if I'm going to join y'all's church anytime soon.
Yeah. Well, you know, I never would have, even when you said that you were atheist way back when, I guess 3 years ago, whatever, I never really, you know, would have characterized you as a true atheist, because a true atheist is also a nihilist. By default. And so I would have always thought of you as like more of a Christian agnostic.
Yeah, then that's probably the most accurate now. That I'm still studying, learning, and going on the journey, but leaving the door open. And, you know, and I'm kind of exposing myself talking about it here in public, but I feel like being honest. I got to be honest. So.
Yeah, sure.
But I appreciate you.
I mean, it's just, man.
I appreciate you bringing it up, and I'm looking forward to talking about it more in the future.
I would love to talk to you more about it sooner or later. All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
See ya.
More news and views when we come back. Thank you again to Papa B. 272-9228, 272-9228. You know, I've been on these airwaves now for 8, going on 9 years, almost a decade, folks, and it's amazing how events in life and people here personally in the community and people from afar change your mind and what a journey life is. 272-9228. More news and views after this quick break.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down, and your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500.